Quick disclaimer before the episode begins, the opinions expressed in the For Life podcast are individual and are not necessarily representative of Spirit Live or of TMU. Thank you for listening.
All right, then. Well, this is a very big moment for all of us. Thank you guys for tuning in to the first or the inaugural episode here of For Life. As you may know, this is actually meant to be our second episode, but due to an unfortunate SD format error, we unfortunately lost our first episode completely, so we're excited to be back in the studio here today. Unfortunately, we are missing one of our members, Adriano, but we have today here one of your hosts, Christian. I'm joined by...
I'm your other host, I'm Kier.
And they're joined by Kalon.
Kalon, yeah. So, you know, to make up for last week's episode, we're just going to get right into it, guys. And Kier, would you like to introduce the topic for today's episode?
Yes, of course. So today's episode, we will be talking about intelligence. This is a topic that I've been very curious about, I guess, for a long time. I've been wondering kind of what it means to be intelligent, how people, I guess, define it, how people use intelligence, what, like, essentially why intelligence is important. So I brought you guys along here so that we can discuss this topic. So if we can just get right into it, my first question to, honestly, both of you guys is, how would you define somebody being intelligent? Like, what does that mean? What does that mean to you?
I see intelligence as, like, it's speed, low-key, because everybody's able to figure out things with enough time. But I think true intelligence is how fast you're able to problem solve, how fast you're able to apply the knowledge that you've learned and collected.
Yeah, okay. I kind of like agree in like in a nutshell, and then to kind of just build off that, I feel like intelligence is also more like one's like capacity to like think, you know, which kind of like Kalon said, how you can like problem solve. So yeah, like how fast you can do it, but also just like your ability to like think critically is, I feel okay, like a big part of it for me.
So from my understanding, it seems like Kalon's answer seems more hands-on, while your answer seems kind of hands-on, but also more open-ended.
Yeah, because I feel like you can be a very intelligent person, but not necessarily have, like, the quick chops for it, you know?
Okay.
I guess it can be understood, but then, I don't know, when it's not fast, I kind of just see that as, like, yeah, as it's just, like, using your resources. I don't know.
Well, Kier, what do you think it is? And then maybe we can get
deeper. Okay. So... intelligence to me, this is, I mean, it's very hard to define, but I guess if I were to try to sum it up, it would be one's ability through experience to learn. So I think it is a process of learning. I think there's a famous person who said this, and I don't know, might be a dead philosopher, but he said, the more I understand, the more I realize how stupid I am. And I feel like the second I heard that, I was like, wow, I fully agree with this guy. Because it's like, yeah, the more you think you know about something, the more you realize there's just so much more about that you've never thought about. Like, you know, to use a very simple example, it's like you look at a building and you're like, wow, I wonder how this was built. And then you're like, okay, well, I learned one quick thing about it. But then you go through the entire process. You're like, oh, wow, well, I don't know much about construction. I don't know much about, like, the financing for how this was, you know, planned. I don't know much about architecture. So, like, even with something very basic, there's just so much that you don't know about.
That's true.
Yeah, I guess that's kind of how I would define it. And I was curious to hear what you guys' thoughts are on IQ tests.
I was just doing an IQ test right now.
Really?
Like, I kid you not.
Wow.
That is literally what I was thinking about, and I was doing an IQ test.
Should we all do an IQ test mid-podcast?
Bro, that would be crazy.
Because who do you think would have the highest IQ score?
Dude, that's a great question.
Because there's also different things. Like, there's IQ, IQ, EQ,
hold on,
SQ,
which test were you doing, Kalon?
I was doing the first one that came. It was okay, 1 second. I can find it again.
Is it?
It was from Activate IQ.
Activate IQ.
Why I bring this up is because I saw somewhere that said Elon Musk, well, you know how successful he is. I believe he's the most rich person in the world right now.
Yeah.
And yeah, like he has a well above average IQ.
Mm-hmm.
And it's almost Albert Einstein level. And people think of Albert Einstein as potentially like the greatest mind in human history. So it's like, how much does IQ play into intelligence, or does it not?
Well, I feel like IQ tests can be kind of misleading at times based on like what they're actually testing you on, because I feel like there's multiple different kinds of intelligence.
That's,
you know?
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
You can be like book smart. You can be like street smart. Like there's all these different kind of things that people would call you smart for, but they're not necessarily like the same kind of, they're not testing you on the same type of knowledge. You know?
Yeah. Yeah. That's true. Mm-hmm. I guess it'd almost be like, you know, the saying of like comparing apples and oranges together, because they are, while they are similar, they're not the same. So it's essentially hard to like, I think you'd individually have to say, oh, this person, like in comparison to another person, has more book knowledge, and this person has a lot more lived experience in this area, therefore they're a lot more street smart in this area.
Mm-hmm. I mean, and it's also like, I mean, I don't know if this is the same one you were doing, Kalam, but, mm-hmm. and then for the listeners at home, the Activate IQ test I'm doing right now is just like asking me to fill in missing parts of an image. So it's like, I'm not too certain what's the actual accuracy.
It's about mm-hmm. how you process things and how you see things, because later in the test, it'll ask you to fill in numbers in a pattern. Mm-hmm. So it's testing your intelligence by how quickly you can recognize and solve patterns, because at the end of the day, intelligence is all about problem solving.
Yeah, I think IQ tests in specific are about determining how quickly you can do critical thinking and problem solve, which is, in my opinion, only one aspect of what intelligence means.
I actually also want to ask, so since there's so many different types of intelligence, also they have, as I said before, the IQ, EQ, AQ, SQ, is there ones that you guys think are most important? Like, do you think intelligence, like IQ, is the most important one out of all those four?
Wait, hold on. I'm not too familiar with the other ones.
Yeah,
could you like briefly
SQ
go
and AQ,
those?
I don't know what those are.
So IQ is intelligence quotient.
EQ is emotional.
EQ, emotional. Mm-hmm. A is adversity. Hmm. And then S is social.
Oh, so okay. Yeah. But I thought emotional, like EQ, I thought that would be more like emotional intelligence, which sounds more like AQ.
No, because you can
the other one.
You can be emotionally intelligent for yourself and understand these things, but that doesn't make you the most social person in a room.
Mm-hmm.
But so sorry, just to recap. So IQ is intelligence.
EQ
is what is EQ? Emotional. SQ is social.
AQ is adversity.
All right, so well, I'm curious, what do you think is the most important, Kalon?
Honestly, the aspect that I value most in other people is EQ, I think, because there's a lot of people I've met that lack EQ. But I honestly think the most beneficial one is SQ. And because, have you ever heard of the concept of like personality hires?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I feel like that alone proves that SQ can take you so far in the world that, honestly, not to say that IQ is insignificant, but with a little SQ, with a lot of SQ, like you can get yourself in some pretty high positions. So that really kind of makes me rank it higher.
Yeah, I agree with that, because it's kind of like, especially like in our field, like we're all media production students, and it's like you could technically be the most creative person in the room and have the most creative capability, but if you don't know how to talk to people, if you can't market yourself, it's almost like rendered moot. Like, you kind of have to balance that like ratio between like how well you can market yourself versus how good you just are.
Exactly.
And I feel like the better you are, the less important your SQ is. But it's like, if you don't really have that capital talent to start with, then you need to be able to like make those relationships to get started.
You're at the end of the day, you're not bringing your report card to a job interview. And that's something, my buddy's in engineering, and he was talking about the fact that, you know, all the engineers had to go to this networking event. And then they had to be, like, social for once. And they have these high grades. They're good at what they do. Mm-hmm. But if they can't even get them, talk themselves into the room, then their IQ is insignificant at that point.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, those are very solid points. I guess to kind of answer the question, maybe my answer, like, slightly differs from yours.
Yeah.
I think maybe, Christian, you brought up a good point earlier, which was essentially saying that like it's about kind of marketing yourself in terms of the job. But yeah, I think the actual ability to know something and the actual ability to market what you do know or what you're good at, those are, I guess, equally important. It is kind of hard to determine, like, oh, yeah, which one has more value? Because, like, you can't market something if you're not good at, or you don't have something to, like, market, right?
But sometimes you can, though. I feel like that's kind of the point maybe Kaelin's trying to make. Because, like, some people literally don't have anything to market, but they're just so good at, like, BS and, like, they just have so much charisma.
And those are your personality highs.
Like, I show speed or whatever. Mm. Yeah.
But that's another thing. I think because they're two different things, it's hard to rank them. So I think you can't, like, say this one's better, this one's better. But you could look at the fact that, like, which one could you, and I'm putting quotes over this, possibly do without.
Mm-hmm.
And IQ without SQ can't get you into a room. But you can, SQ can get you into a room without IQ.
True.
And you can get there. And maybe eventually you'll get fired, okay? But it'll get you further than IQ with no SQ in my head. That's just the way I look at it. I'm like, which one could you get further without the other?
Yeah.
If that makes sense.
Well, I guess, they all are very different things while still being interconnected. But it's like, it is situational, you know?
Because exactly.
like you said, obviously, when you're just talking about people, like, I would rather talk to someone with a higher EQ, right? Because then you have more of like a... You would think you'd have more ability to, like, connect and talk with that person, right?
Exactly.
But then it's also, like, if you're talking to someone with EQ but no IQ, then it's also, like, you need two. Like, you can't have one without the other, so. Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yeah.
I got a question for both of you guys. And I think this relates to my life, in a sense. So, would you guys say that intelligence attracts people to you? And when I say intelligence, I kind of mean this in, not in the, like, the social sense that, like, they're a good talker. I kind of mean in the more smart thing, like, where they have a lot of knowledge from stuff that they learned, whether it's through their interests or through their experience, or it's like innate to them.
Are you asking if we're attracted to people that are intelligent, or if we think our intelligence attracts people?
I'm asking more of a general question, whether you think in general people with intelligence like that I just mentioned, like, people are drawn to them. Do you think that's accurate or not? And why?
Wait, so just to clarify, like, you're asking if we think intelligence is attractive?
Yeah.
In a nutshell.
Yeah.
I think it draws people to people for the wrong reasons. I think when people only have IQ, or when people mostly have IQ, people are drawn to them for utility.
Mm-hmm.
And that's not the attraction that I want people to be. I don't want people to talk to me as from utility, you know? So, I think the answer is yes. I don't think that's a good thing.
That's a good point.
I mean, I think it's more of like I can see what Kaelin's saying, but I also feel like it's more of like, that's just a neutral fact. Like, I feel like you don't need to have that kind of background knowledge to be able to connect with people. But it's also, like, it doesn't hurt, because that's also, it can be used as a good conversation starter in, like, a lot of cases, you know, as, like, an icebreaker, if anything. So for me, it's kind of like, it can be attractive, but it's also, like, I don't feel like it's a prerequisite in most cases to attract somebody.
I guess my take on that is that I don't necessarily think that it attracts people. I think that, honestly, a lot of the times it's almost like a detriment, because I guess somebody who would have a lot of this kind of knowledge, I guess, they think about this stuff more than others. And I think that as a result of that, maybe they don't feel as connected to, like, you know, somebody else who doesn't think about this kind of stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And why I say this question applied to me is because I kind of do feel like I am in that situation where I guess I have a lot of theoretical knowledge on certain things. And I think as a result, like, people don't gravitate naturally to talking about those topics. And I guess as a result of that, then it becomes more of a thing where I do have to find those people to talk to those, you know, topics about, because I don't think it's naturally something that people are attracted to. And I don't say that as a, you know, as a bad thing. Like, I think everybody has their own interests. I don't know if you guys, like, you know, can understand or relate to that, but, you know, I think that's just an interesting
point. No, I get what you're trying to say. And I feel like, to, like, answer, like, go back to your original question, it's, like, not so much about just you having the information in your head, but it's more like how you're able to understand other people's opinions on whatever it is that you know about, and like how you're able to like communicate your knowledge with other people who may not have that like starter level of knowledge.
Yeah, for sure. It's like you have to break it down so that there's a level of connectedness. I don't know.
Yeah.
Like where you connect to the other person on something. Yeah. Something like that.
Yeah.
Okay. Mm.
So I do have a next question, which is, we mentioned it a little bit, but do you guys think that intelligence is an inherent trait, or is it something that can be cultivated and transformed throughout somebody's life?
I feel like there definitely are people who are just out the womb more naturally like geared and like gifted with intelligent traits. But I also do feel like if you're born with like curiosity, then you're able to learn just as much in the long run, as long as you apply yourself to that.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I feel like, honestly, I feel like preset people are preset to exhibit different traits. And I think intelligence is one of them, because to me, it's all about what piques your interest, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And intelligence comes from a desire to learn. And not everybody has that desire to learn, and not everybody needs to have that desire to learn.
Mm-hmm.
So I feel like the things you know grow as you grow older, but your desire to learn, I think, is something that you either have, and the capacity as to at which you have it is something that you come out the womb with.
Mm-hmm. I fully agree with you guys. I don't know, but you know how you guys would describe yourselves in this area, but I would say that by nature, I'm somebody who's curious. Mm-hmm. And as a result of that, it makes me always question things, and it makes me always, I guess, want to learn things.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah, that just goes back to the quote of like, you know, when you learn something, the more you realize how much you don't know. So in a sense, it's like, yeah, your knowledge does improve over time, but it is constantly like a process.
Mm-hmm.
And there's no like one point where you're like, oh yeah, like I'm like, I know like everything, because you can't. It's literally impossible.
Exactly.
And people like who are professionals, like, for example, I don't know, some of our teachers, you know, they would be very, very smart in media related things, but who knows, they might not know a lot about something that's not related to media.
Mm-hmm.
Caitlin, where do you feel like you would, how would you feel like you would describe yourself in terms of, you know, what did you come out the womb with?
Mm-hmm.
I think I came out of the womb with a desire to learn, but I think my desire to learn is more for like EQ, like, or I don't know. I just have a desire to understand why people do things, how people do things, and understanding people in general. I think the thing about intelligence is that somebody can gain a lot of knowledge, but intelligence is about the desire to learn and the desire to retain. Mm-hmm. I learned my times tables when I needed to learn my times tables. After I passed my test, I threw it away.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
Mm-hmm.
Somebody who has that like level of intelligence has the desire to retain that. They have the desire to reinforce those skills and keep those. I can't tell you the last time that I've had the desire to retain some of the knowledge that I had to learn in high school, you know?
Yeah,
so
sure.
We choose what the areas that we want to be intelligent in.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
That's a good point.
Yeah.
Yeah, I feel like, I guess from my own description, I feel like I kind of relate more to that, where it's like, I feel like I have the capability to like learn when I need to learn.
Exactly.
Like, and that was always like something my dad would give me a hard time about, is because it's like every like parent-teacher interview, if you guys had that when you were in school, so it's like every one of my teachers would say the same thing. It's like, yeah, he's like fine, but like he just doesn't like apply himself. He just doesn't try. And then that's like always been the theme. So it's like, I feel like with me, it's like I feel like I have the capacity for intelligence. It's just where I lack is more like the want for it, or like the curiosity of it.
The desire to learn, the desire to retain. Like that's where it really counts.
That's where I lack in it sometimes. So that's where I would put myself in.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So I guess a follow-up question to that would be, I mean, in terms of if you guys do want to learn more about something, what are the best, like, are there certain ways that you guys go about to learn something? Like, do you guys have any patterns that you tend to follow when it comes to learning about something or wanting to learn about something?
Kaylin, you want to go?
I'm a big video visual person, but yeah. I also love hands-on learning. I love workshops. I like workshops a lot. I think that's a great way. And also discussions and deconstructions. Like, I like when I have smaller classes so that your professor can pick on you and really question you. I think that's when I get the most from my learning.
Okay.
Yeah, I feel like with me, what I've, I guess, noticed about myself is, like, I kind of learn better, like, by myself almost, or, like Kellen said, in a more, like, intimate setting. Because, for example, when we had our digital media class, when we're doing, like, we're learning Photoshop all at the same time, all in that huge class, like, I can't learn like that. Because if I'd fall off the pace of the rest of the class, then I'm not going to catch up.
Yeah.
So it's, like, for me, I always find it easier and more effective if I, like, for example, I wanted to learn how to use the MC88. So instead of, like, learning in class, which I should have, I just, like, booked it out. I brought it home, and then I just went through the tutorial, like, every step by step, and I took as much time as I needed, and I felt more confident in it that way. You know?
See, I don't even... Is that the camera that we use for class?
Yeah.
Okay, well, now I know. Yeah. Yeah, that's crazy. Yeah,
because maybe that's more, like, an anxiety thing, too, because it's, like, I feel like when I'm learning in front of others, there's almost, like, a... I feel like almost like a pressure to like get it like that. Mm-hmm. And if I don't and everyone else seems to get it, it's like, bro, it took me so long just to learn how to wrap a cable. You know what I mean? But
that was like me and our first class together, the three of us, where I didn't know how to use D2L.
Oh, my.
And Kaylon, you came over and you like helped me. I felt like such an idiot because I was like, bro, like everybody in class seems to know what it is except me. And I'm just remembering. Yeah.
See, but that's the thing. It's like, everybody measures intelligence in a different way, and people could have like made their first impression assumptions of you just right then, not even knowing how much like exactly. Yeah, I know. Because like literally, I walked over, I was like, "Damn, man."
But it's Christian like thought I was like really dumb.
Yeah, I did. And then now I know you, and I'm like, I think the complete opposite of that. But navigational skills is a different way that people can track intelligence.
Oh, yeah.
Because then all our elders are dumb, you know, because they don't know how to navigate.
Like a phone.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
So it's really different ways to manage intelligence and define intelligence. Mm-hmm. Because honestly, to me, intelligence feels like there's a real word for this. I don't know my etymology, but like there's like, I feel like there's a blank before intelligence.
I have a thought-provoking question. Maybe not so thought-provoking, but it is slightly controversial.
Mm-hmm. Sure.
Do you guys believe that some people are smarter than others?
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. Well, I feel like, like some people are just literally straight up, they're born with like less of a capacity for knowledge. Like no matter how many times you teach it to them, like they just, their brain isn't capable. And that's not to like, you're stupid, you're dumb. Like, it's just, they're literally, like, incapable in some cases, you know? But I feel like for the most part, like, you take, like, the average people, it's like we've been saying the whole time, some people just have more of a desire to learn and retain that knowledge than others do. But it may not necessarily, like, say anything in terms of, like, their capability of intelligence. It's just, like, one person just wants it more than the other.
Exactly. Yeah.
Yeah.
So it's more about will at the end of the day. Intelligence, in a sense, is more about how much of a will you have to learn and how much you progress through life experience. Because I think that's something that we haven't talked about really. But in my opinion, so much of just, yeah, I guess, having intelligence or being smart in many senses is living through experiences.
All right, guys, I'm going to put a halt on things there. Honestly, for our first episode, hopefully, you know, barring any SD format issues, I think this was a very fruitful conversation. Shout out to Kier for the innovative concept here for today's episode.
Thank you.
Thank you guys so much for tuning in. And before we get wrapped on today's episode, I just want to quickly introduce our challenge for today. Kind of related to our own topic, we're going to be all taking our own IQ test off air. And pretty much the loser of this test, or the one scoring the lowest, they'll have to... Punishment TBD, but they're going to have to do something related to intelligence. So maybe that's reading a book. Maybe that's, you know, doing some timetables, but we will figure that out. We'll put in our guesses for right now quickly. Who do you guys think would be scoring the highest in IQ? Just like for fun. Who do you think?
I'm saying Kier, locking it in.
I'm saying Kier, lock it in.
I don't want to say Kier, myself.
And Kier, so humble, but he's locking himself in. He's going to bet on himself, guys. So, yeah, you're going to have to come back, tune in for the results next week for our final, unfortunate episode of For Life. But anyway, if you made it this far, thank you so much for tuning in. And yeah,